brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today is the feast of Saint Stephen. We're going to talk about him in a moment, but I want to give a couple of announcements, then look at the readings, and then we'll talk about Saint Stephen. The first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, verses 8 to 10, and then chapter 7, verses 54 to 59. Now, remember, this is the Christmas season. Saint Stephen is a martyr celebrated in the Christmas season. Why? Because we need to see, brothers and sisters, that the Word became flesh to save us. But if we're truly going to be Christians, we really have to stand up and be counted. Otherwise, it's empty and false. So the question is, are you a genuine Christian? That doesn't mean that, oh, yes, I want to be martyred. Of course not. But do you realize, do you understand that as you grow in faith, God should become the higher priority? Think of all the martyrs in the Middle East in the last 2 or 3 years. They would not back down from the one in whom they believed. They would not turn away from the one who was the center of their lives. We say, whoa, wait a minute, that you're getting a little revolutionary here. No, I'm not. This is the Christian message, and it certainly is understood that Jesus came not to just have a nice life with us. Jesus came in the flesh to live for us, to teach us, and to die for us that we might inherit eternal life. Are we ready to follow in his footsteps? Don't worry, you don't have to decide right at the moment. But what I want to say is, if you are a genuine Christian, following Christ means following him. You don't get to a certain point and then say, well, I don't think I'm going to follow you anymore. You follow him. But you see, what he has for you is so great that the more you walk in union with him and the more you love him, the more you're willing to follow him wherever he leads. I hope that we don't die a death that way, but it's possible. How strong is your faith? I'm going to be talking a lot about faith again in the next few weeks. How strong is your faith? So let's take a look at this, not just as remembering someone out of the past, Saint Stephen, not remembering Christ who died for us. Let's just take a look at these readings, see what the Lord is saying to us. Acts chapter 6, verses 8 to 10, and as I said before, then chapter 7, verses 54 to 59. Stephen, filled with grace and power, was working great wonders and signs among the people. Certain members of the so-called synagogue of freedmen, Cyrenians and Alexandrians and people from Cilicia and Asia, came forward and debated with Stephen, but they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. He had surrendered his whole life to God. When they heard this, when they heard him and they realized that they couldn't refute him, they were infuriated and they ground their teeth at him. But he, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God, saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and he said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God," right there, facing martyrdom. What were his words? "I see him." But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city, and they began to stone him to death. It's a terrible way to die. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul, the future Paul of Tarsus. He collaborated at the time of Stephen's death. Think of members of your family who seem very far from the Lord and take courage from this. Saul was far from the Lord until God revealed himself. Pray for your children, your grandchildren. Pray that in some way God may reveal himself to each of them. Just pray that way. Don't ever give up hope. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Look at that faith. Psalm 31, "Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. You are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead and guide me. Into your hands I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord, O faithful God. I will rejoice and be glad because of your mercy." Have you not experienced the mercy of God in this year? This year of mercy just passed? Haven't you experienced the mercy of God? Haven't you found freedom from sin? If you haven't, go and receive. You don't need to be bound in sin. You don't need to be bound up in unforgiveness or despair that God doesn't know you and doesn't love you. He does. Come to him. "Rescue me from the clutches of my enemies and my persecutors. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your kindness." Pray that prayer. Make Psalm 31 your own prayer. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 17 to 22, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved." When Jesus comes into our lives, he comes to set us free from our sin. He comes to give us his love. But as his follower, if we choose, we have to follow where he leads. We like a little more assurance. After all, you can say this is the Christmas season. Why are you talking about this? Because the church offers this feast to us on the very day after Christmas to let us know that to be God's follower, to be a Christian, to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, to be his follower, has a price to it. And if you're willing to pay the price by his grace and power, not by your own, but if you're willing to pay the price because you have found out how dearly he loves you and how merciful he is, you follow him. Doesn't mean that we, "Oh yeah, I want to die a martyr." No. What you want to say is, "I want people to know the love of God. I want people to be exposed to the real truth about who God is and who we are. And whatever it costs to communicate to that message, I will bear it." It's not an easy thing, but I think we have to look at it. Brother will hand over brother to death and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But whoever endures to the end will be saved. Whoever endures to the end will be saved. Brothers and sisters, I really, really want to urge you not to sit here today and ponder death. But I would like you to take a little time today and thank Jesus for what he has done for you in becoming flesh and taking on your sin and opening the gates of heaven for you. And then ask him, how can I live in my life in such a way that I return thanks to you for all you have done for me? That doesn't mean that you're going to be a martyr. What I'm talking about is a real, honest, genuine human commitment to God. Not just, oh yeah, I'm Catholic. Oh yeah, I go to this church. Oh yeah, I went all through Catholic school. That's not what I'm asking. Are you his disciple? Are you his follower? Is he at the center of your life? This is a very good week between Christmas and New Year's. This is a very good week to ask the Lord, Lord, I want to be your disciple. I want to be your servant. I want to follow you, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid. I'm afraid to commit myself. If you fully commit yourself, you're going to be genuinely free for the first time in your life. But you'll never know that until you step over the threshold. God needs true disciples today, brothers and sisters. Many times in history, there have been very difficult times. And we're in one of them. God looks for disciples and followers. He looks for those who put him first in their lives. He looks to those who turn to him and say, Lord, I am your servant. I am your handmaid. Lead me in the way you would have me go. Ask St. Stephen to pray for you. I want to mention, as we come close to the end of this program, I have a book, and I've mentioned it before. It's a book that's been out for a while. It's entitled Deeper Conversion. Deeper Conversion. And if you just go to our website, to the bookstore, go to renewalministries.net, and then go to the bookstore, Deeper Conversion, and it is 35 or 36 meditations, just a couple pages each one, on the Sunday Gospels for this coming year, 2017. It's the Sunday Gospels in ordinary time. It doesn't include the great feasts and that kind of thing. It's just the Sunday readings in ordinary time. And there are about 35 of them, 34, 35 of them. It may be very helpful to you in growing in understanding the Word of God and allowing the seed of His Word to be planted in your heart. The book is Deeper Conversion. Just go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on Bookstore, and you can order a copy. I also want you to know that there are free resources available to you. Now listen to this. It's renewalministries.net, just as it was before, to get the book, Deeper Conversion. But this is renewalministries.net/FFJ. That means food for the journey. So renewalministries.net/FFJ gets you to a whole lot of free resources. And I'm hoping that they'll be a blessing to you in this Christmas season and into the new year. I'll repeat this again tomorrow. May God abundantly bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789. Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on Free Booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.